Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This segment of the 3 and Out podcast is brought to you by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, a fresh way to enjoy nicotine without all the baggage of cigarettes, dip, or vape. Zyn Nicotine Pouches are smoke-free, spit-free, and available in 10 varieties, and they come in 2 strengths, so you can easily find the satisfaction level that's perfect for you. Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch, is available in over 100,000 locations nationwide. Visit zyn.com/find. to locate a store near you. That's zyn.com/find. We all know that having good credit is crucial for modern life, but even knowing where to start building your credit is confusing and hard. The Extra Debit Card is the first debit card that actually builds your credit and earns redeemable reward points. It's the easiest way to build your credit without the hassle of a credit card. How? Well, the Extra Debit Card doesn't let you spend more than you can afford. Comes with a really cool reward store and actually builds your credit every time you swipe. Credit curious? Head to extra.app/3andout to learn more. That's extra.app/3andout.
The Volume.
The 3 and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay, no big deal, NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on? Little weekend Middlecoff mailbag edition, because we got no Stucky. We got nothing to gamble on. Well, I got some bets going this weekend on the Riviera PGA Tour. I'm recording this on Thursday. I got one that looks pretty good, but it's hard to tell. It's so early in the week. Betting on golf is a little different betting on football. It's a 4-day experience. Betting on football, it's a 3-hour experience. Can't bet on the NBA. It's just impossible. And I just don't follow college basketball closely enough until March Madness. But then again, who really does? Stucky does. We'll have Stucky back for March Madness. Other than that, at John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Fire in those DMs and get your question answered here on the show. I think I'm just going to move Friday's mailbag to the weekend for now and get your question answered in there. And if you got golf questions separate from these, at GoloPod, also on Instagram, fire in those DMs. A lot of buzz right now in the Saudi League versus the PGA Tour. You know, it's not quite exactly the XFL versus the NFL. The Saudis got a lot of cash. Okay, let's start with Clay at John Middlecoff Instagram. Fire in those DMs and let's go. Do you think the Falcons would trade Matty Ice? I know the NFC South is pretty much free game, but I think a desperate team would trade a lot for a veteran quarterback. I do not think they would, because I think you just hit it on the head. I think they're going to think if we can improve our defense, maybe trade Calvin Ridley, depending on, it's hard. I don't really know enough information with that story. Like, is he going to come back? Does he not want to play for them? Is he going to be on a different team? Can they flip him for a one? I mean, he's a really good player. Why couldn't they tell themselves they can win the division? The Buccaneers do not have a quarterback. As of right now, they could trade for Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson or something. Who knows? I would never discount that. They'll be in the mix. One thing with the Bucs, with Arians and Jason Light, they're going to go big game hunting. But as of right now, they got Kyle Trask. Kyle Trask just, I'm sorry, isn't that good. The Panthers have nobody. I mean, Sam Darnold's not a good player. And the Saints literally have no quarterback. And really, I mean, Dennis Allen, I think he's 4-28 as a head coach. Not all his fault, but maybe he's 8-26 or his record's really bad. Now, I coach the Raiders, I know. But I got that team red flagged. Okay, Andrew, you see the Bieniemy story last night? Love to hear your side. You're plugged in with Reed. I've actually never really asked anyone in Kansas City about Eric Bieniemy. Beside one time, I just asked him, like, is he a good coach? Not to Coach Reed, but just someone on staff, and they liked him. This was maybe a year or two ago. I did not read the story. I kind of looked around on Twitter. I ended up on a blog that broke it down, and I swear to God, I have no inside information on it. The article that they were kind of breaking down was crushing, like, him and Mahomes' relationship isn't that good. I don't think Kelsey likes him. Again, based on this article, I'm not saying that. Listen, Eric Bieniemy's interviewed for head coaching jobs 15 different times, hasn't got a job. Can we stop blaming the process? The guy's got 15 interviews. If you interview for a job 15 times, like, does the guy, what's up with the guy? I've never met the guy. You know, but for whatever reason, the league thinks he's kind of untouchable. 15 interviews. 15. 15. Say that out loud. That's insane. So, I mean, I don't quite get it. But it feels like the players and Eric Bieniemy and even the coaching staff, like, it sure feels like this. Again, no inside information. Eric Bieniemy's about to get fired. He went from the media be like, why can't this guy get a job? Well, I don't know. He's interviewing everywhere. No one will hire him. People are hiring Dan Campbell. People are hiring Lovie Smith. People are hiring everybody. And they will not hire this guy. And now if he gets fired in Kansas City, we'll see. Something's up. Clearly something is up. I'm a diehard Rams fan, absolutely loving every minute of what's going on right now, except for all the Stafford Hall of Fame stuff. It's way too early. But I figured if we're going to entertain the conversation about 9 and the Hall, why don't we get ahead of ourselves a little bit? After the greatest season ever by a wide receiver, player of the year, Super Bowl MVP, all that we can start getting Cup fitted for his gold jacket. I'm with you. The Stafford thing, like, he's been on a good team for 1 year and they won the Super Bowl. Let's just let it play out. Let's let it breathe. Can we all just take a deep breath? Everyone wants to rush into everything. I'm with you on Cooper Kupp. He's headed to the Hall of Fame. Look at his last couple years. He bags another 3 or 4 years like that. Super Bowl MVP, been on winning teams, is a winning player. Star. I would say Cooper Kupp, if he doesn't get injured, has 2 or 3 more years, maybe not catching 145 balls, but 110 balls, 120 balls. Like, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Unlike Eric Bieniemy's coaching career. Do you know what's crazy about Eric Bieniemy? Is they hire the dude in Minnesota. Think about this. Ryan Poles, Kansas City executive, who's been there the entire time with Eric Bieniemy, all 7 years, gets the job in Chicago, doesn't even interview him. Kwesi, who got hired in Minnesota. Minnesota had Eric Bieniemy as their running back coach with Adrian Peterson when he won the MVP. They didn't hire him. Like, can we just start acknowledging maybe he's just not a good candidate? Maybe he interviews like he has no, maybe he just doesn't know what he's doing. Like, I don't know. Something is off. Something. Clearly. We have to acknowledge it. It's just not everyone, you know, is out to get Eric Bieniemy. Maybe Eric Bieniemy's not a great leader. Maybe he's not a great schematic guy. I don't know. I have no clue. But I know that when you interview 15 times or with 15 different GMs in 15 different opportunities and you don't get one of the jobs, that's unheard of. Name me another coach that has interviewed that many times that hasn't got a job. And I'm not even trying to talk shit about the guy, but like I feel we went too far the other way. And then this article, clearly, like, something's up in Kansas City. I'm a senior in high school and I'm interested in studying media and communications in college. With that being said, I have started a football podcast and 4 episodes in, I've fallen in love with it. I was wondering if you had any tips or tricks to help me grow the podcast and become successful like you. Big fan. Yeah, bro, you're so young. When I was a senior in high school, I was screwing around with my friends and chasing my girlfriend. Just keep doing it. Post on YouTube, post on Instagram, stay consistent. That'd be my best advice. Just keep doing it. There's no magic potion. You're so far ahead of the game at your age. Also, just say enjoy life. Good thing with the podcast, you can kind of do it on the side. Why hasn't the NFL moved the Super Bowl to Saturday? Do you think they can make more money keeping it on Sunday? Every year it blows me away that I have to wake up and go to work the day after. Well, the ratings are much better on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. I mean, the number one television show in America, Sunday night, and it always has been. Back when I was in college, it was Desperate Housewives. Everyone's at home on Sunday night, and most people are in front of the television. So it doesn't get any better. Saturday night, people are out and about. I don't think they'll ever move it to Saturday. And I don't think they care that you're drunk and hungover. That's, as Colin would say, that's a you problem. Question. Who would you bring back, Odell Beckham Jr. or Von Miller, or both? Is that even possible? And if it's possible, who do they even let go? Well, the shittiest part about the business is, like, once you tear your ACL, your value is no more. To me, if Odell Beckham had been healthy and hadn't torn his ACL, they would have had to bring him back. You put him with Robert Woods, can you imagine that offense? And if I was Odell Beckham, I would have stayed. Now, he's got a torn ACL. There's a decent chance. You know, he didn't tear his ACL in November or October. He tore it in middle of February. The season starts in like 7 months. So I think there's a decent chance we do not see Odell Beckham Jr. in 2022. I think you got to bring back Von Miller. And I think they will bring back Von Miller. They've already spent to get him a second and a third. He clearly showed when he's with other talented guys, he still has something left. You can utilize him, you know, less snaps throughout the season. You know, he could get you 10, 11 sacks pretty easily. To me, I thought Vaughn was kind of shot. I was wrong. Vaughn can still play. I listen to your pod and I agree. Doggy Style is the best rap album ever. We may be in the minority, but I will also defend that album. I agree. I think the Chronic 2001 is right up there. I think Tupac's, this double album, Is That All Eyes on Me? It's, you know, probably an all-time great rap album. I think Too Short has a couple in the 80s that are pretty elite. Too Short, I understand, is not for everyone. A little slower. I mean, if you're from Northern California, to me, Too Short and E-40, I can never get enough of those two guys. I'm a Saints fan and still believe we might have a chance in the division. But with Kamara's situation unclear, as well as Michael Thomas is disappearing for the past 2 years, I believe we're in a strange purgatory state where we're not good enough to win or bad enough to lose. Should we scrap everything and try to hit a home run before our defense gets old? Well, I would imagine Alvin is going to get suspended. Allegedly, he beat the living shit out of that guy. I saw some pictures of the guy's face. Clearly, the cops had him on camera to arrest him at Allegiant Stadium after the Pro Bowl. So, listen, rich people get off on stuff like that. It'll pay him off. But Alvin's getting suspended a couple games. Michael Thomas, you'd know better than me. I mean, what the hell is his deal? Does he even want to play football? Is he going to come back? You know, I saw him tweeting at Sean Payton. Is he cool with Dennis Allen? Can you trade him? Well, the problem is he doesn't have any trade value because of what happened the last couple years with him bitching and moaning on Twitter. So I think you are in a bad spot. I think you roll those two guys back, try to get a quarterback, whether that's bringing Jameis back. I don't quite know what you do at quarterback. You know, if you could trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, do something like that, and, you know, try to compete with the defense. My question is, are we sure Dennis Allen's any good? Because I don't know. Big fan of the pod, lifelong Bucks fan, and was curious as to your thoughts are on the post-Brady, and more specifically the reports of them wanting to make a splash with going for guys like Wilson, Deshaun, potentially Carr. Roster still has talent, so hoping not to fall back into no man's land. Well, here's the thing with Bruce Arians. He wants to throw deep. The best deep thrower, you know, one of them ever, is Russell Wilson. If Russell Wilson, they're going to trade Russell Wilson, I don't see why he'd want to go to Tampa. The big reason he wanted to trade was to go to a major market or a market for his wife. New York, Vegas, Philly would have to convince him. New York's, you know, hour away or whatever. I just don't think Tampa makes much sense for Russell. And if I'm Seattle, why would I trade him to the Bucks when the Bucks picks are in the 20s? And then if they get Russell Wilson, they're going to stay in the 20s. At least if I trade him to the Eagles or the Giants, they got pick 5 and 7, and I don't know why Russell Wilson would want to go to the Giants, but let's say the Eagles, at least I get those three picks right now. Because if I'm Howie, I give them all three picks for Russell Wilson. Here's three picks and Jalen Hurts. Boom, we're done. That to me is the move. Or Vegas would be like Russell for Carr and two ones. Because if Carr's worth a one and a two or two ones, Russell's worth four ones or three ones. You know, I just don't know if the Bucks make that much sense. Now, Deshaun Watson, if I'm the Bucks, I would trade, you know, if I'm comfortable, which I said on the podcast the other day, like I'm not comfortable with Deshaun Watson until the stuff goes away. And right now it clearly has not gone away. But I'm not naive enough to think that some people will just pull the trigger before that happens. So if you're the Bucks, would you trade two ones and two twos for Deshaun Watson right now? Now, if you're Houston, the reality is those picks aren't very good. Now, they're first rounders or whatever, but they're in the 20s. The Bucks lost in the second round. And if they got Deshaun Watson, he can play next year, they will be in the playoffs again. That's the hard part about trading one your sweet quarterback, even if you are going to trade him, you know, that ultimately you have to acknowledge that the pick's going to be in the 20s. College basketball is heating up, and FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered with an offer you don't want to miss. Right now, new customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. Bet college basketball any way you like. Take a chance with a same-game parlay, jump into the action with live betting, or bet big promotions like Odd Boost. This app is so easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great odds, awesome promotions for new existing users, and here's the key. If you win, you can get your money in under 2 hours. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. So see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and sign up with promo code COLIN to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code COLIN. 21 and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-42-ARIZONA, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Michigan, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net, West Virginia. I think that complicates it, at least for me. Been listening to 3 and Out and Ham Pod for a couple years. Love your takes. I'm a diehard Lions fan, sad, and have become a big NFL draft guy. If you are the GM of an expansion franchise and get to choose 5 non-quarterbacks to have elite players at, what would they be? Assume the positions you do not choose have average NFL talent. Personally, I'd go with end, LT, wide receiver, middle linebacker, and tight end. Thanks. Thought you'd enjoy this clip of young Kyle. I saw the pick of Kyle and the bald coach for the Browns. What the hell was his name? Mike Pettine. Funny when he let him throw it. Okay, obviously quarterback's number one. I think it's pretty universally agreed upon the next two most important positions are tackle and defensive end. Now, we can argue what's more important. I would say defensive end. I would take a defensive end over a tackle. But if you said like Trent Williams, you know, I'd have no problem taking the tackle. So in no particular order, end, tackle. I think my next position, you know, would probably... That's a good question. I know people don't believe middle linebacker is as valuable, but in this world where everyone has tight ends and everyone has running backs that can catch, if I could get Luke Kuechly, or I can get, he kind of had a down season, but Fred Warner or Ray Lewis, if I could get an elite Urlacher all-time linebacker, I love having a middle linebacker. Because if I have a defensive end and a sweet linebacker, my defense is going to be good. Now, most people, the analytic community will talk about me like I'm an idiot by thinking like that. But I think corner is overrated because most people view corner as a premium position. I can, if I have a sweet pass rush and a sweet front seven, I can generate pressure that way. You could argue double down on defensive ends. You got Nick Bosa? Well, I want another one. You got Khalil Mack? Give me another one. You got Dwight Freeney? Give me Robert Mathis. I think corner's a tad bit overrated because a lot of teams have got to the Super Bowl and made playoff runs with average cornerback play. Now, you got to have good defensive ends and you got to have a good offense. So tackle, defensive ends, I would take a star middle linebacker over a star corner. You know, wide receiver, but my pushback on the wide receiver is like, you know, you can find Deebo Samuels and A.J. Browns in the second round. Now, if I get one of those guys or Devontae Adams, you know, yeah. But I can accumulate those guys in the middle to the late rounds. I'm with you. If you can give me a star tight end, they are just such a mismatch. Most team safeties are not that good. They are uncoverable. So to me, it's tackle, it's end, and maybe even end again. I'm a sucker for a middle linebacker, over corner, and then wide receiver. And listen, tight end too. Tight end's right up there too. I think the top two positions are inarguable. Tackle, end. I think we can argue a lot from there. Wide receiver, corner, middle linebacker, tight end. I mean, what if I get an all-pro center? You can never have enough good linemen. I will always lean linemen. Offensive or defensive. Okay, so slide up into those DMs. At John Middlecoff. Just a quick little weekend mailbag. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up into those DMs and get your question answered here on The Volume, on 3 and Out. I hope everyone's doing well. Hope you're having a good weekend. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel. Every weekday, our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcast, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by Nutrisystem, Inc.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.